If you've been recently diagnosed with breast cancer, it's easy to be overwhelmed with the complicated information and confusing terms your oncologist throws at you. Our goal is to make it simple and easy for you to understand these key terms. Let's begin. Breast cancer outcomes and treatment options depend on multiple factors and are not the same for every individual. From a practical point of view, the stage of the cancer, lymph node involvement, hormone receptor status, and HER2 expression are the most important factors to understand and will be discussed in this video. The stage of the cancer describes the size of the tumor and how far the cancer has spread from where it originated. Breast cancer is divided into four stages. Stage 1 is the earliest and has the best outcome, while stages 2 and 3 have less favorable outcomes. The 5-year disease-free survival rate of stage 1 breast cancer is 98% to 100%, while stage 3 drops to around 70% to 95%. Stage 4, also known as metastatic disease, is not curable and has the least favorable outcome. Metastatic disease is when the cancer has spread to other organs such as liver, lung, bone, brain, or certain lymph nodes. Without imaging and surgical procedures, your doctor may not be able to tell you the exact staging of your cancer. The next important tumor characteristic is whether or not your lymph nodes are involved. Lymph nodes are immune system glands that usually enlarge in response to a bacterial or viral infection. When breast cancer cells spread to these glands, it is called node-positive breast cancer. Patients with node-positive cancer have an unfavorable prognosis compared to patients with node-negative disease. The 5-year survival rate for those who present with negative lymph nodes is 99% as compared to 85% with positive lymph nodes. Lymph node-positive patients may need chemotherapy. Your doctor is most likely to know about your lymph node status after surgery. You also need to know the hormonal status of your cancer. Hormone-positive breast cancer expresses estrogen or progesterone receptors and is referred to as ER-PR-positive. Hormone-positive breast cancers have a favorable outcome since estrogen receptor expression predicts patients who will benefit from endocrine therapy. On the other hand, hormone-negative breast cancer, referred to as ER-PR-negative, has a less favorable outcome. Your doctor should be able to determine your hormonal status shortly after diagnosis. HER2 receptor status is also important to know as it carries a prognostic value. In general, patients who have HER2 overexpression have less favorable outcomes. Knowing your HER2 receptor status also has therapeutic implications. If you are HER2 positive, then you may benefit from chemotherapy and HER2-directed agents. In summary, stage 1 is the earliest and most curable stage of cancer, while stage 4 is incurable and the most advanced. Lymph node involvement has an unfavorable prognosis, which may impact your need for chemotherapy. Hormone-positive patients have more favorable outcomes as compared to hormone-negative patients and usually respond well to endocrine therapy.